Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. I'm thirsty. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right, for you got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right, because Pastor Dunkley's on the airwaves.
Well, look at you, look at your life, look at your appearance, and try to judge what you've been through by how you look. But I know I'm talking to somebody now that don't look like what you've been through. Many of us can testify to that, because God has a way of preserving us. He keeps us in spite of the difficult situations that we encounter in life. I preached a sermon not long ago entitled, You Don't Look Like What You've Been Through. I want to carry and let you hear this message. I know it will be a blessing to you. It was a blessing to me delivering this message. Let's listen and see what God is saying about this message entitled, You Don't Look Like What You've Been Through. Let's listen.
Joseph was the loved child of Jacob. He was so loved by him until his father made him his favorite child. He prepared for him and weaved him a coat of many colors. Joseph had a problem of telling his dreams to the wrong people. You have to be very careful and cautious about exposing your dreams to the wrong people. As quiet as it is kept, there are dream assassins that's out trying to destroy your dream. As quiet as it is kept, many times even your own family don't want your dream to come true. And because of his dream telling, the Bible says his brothers hated him. Can you imagine being hated by your own brothers? They didn't just dislike him, they hated him. To the extent that they set out to take his life. Joseph one day went out to the field to check on his brothers to see if they was all right. And when they saw him coming, they said to the other, "Here come the dreamer. Let's destroy him even now." And of course, they got him and beat him up pretty bad and put him in a pit. I should say to us that there's a pit waiting on most of us. You see, I also discovered it's how you handle the pit will determine how you can survive in the palace. That if you cannot make it in the pit, you won't have a chance making it in the palace. And when they put him in the pit, they set out to kill him, but Ishmaelites came along and they sold their brother to the Ishmaelites. But now, if you watch the Bible, if you have your Bible, if you watch verse 2 of Genesis 39, you keep seeing this little statement, "And the Lord was with Joseph." I don't want you to forget that, because I don't care what you encounter in life, if the Lord is with you, he can help you make it through any difficult situation. And sometimes you get to the place in life when you discover that's all you have to hold on to is the fact that the Lord is with you. Because remember, Joseph now, who lived in royalty, now has become a slave. You never know what tomorrow is going to bring. Be careful how you set yourself on a pedestal and think that you're there to stay. Because God can cancel your reservation anytime he get ready. That God can take us from a palace to a pig pen whenever he get ready to carry us there. Enjoy life if you're doing well. Thank God if you have a good job. Thank God if you have a place to stay. Thank God if you have two or three friends. But it don't always have to be that way. That God can take everything you have away from you. And if he does, if you can rest on verse 2, "But the Lord was with Joseph." Now, I think I need to not leave here, because before we get out of verse 2, and watch this, he said, "And he was a prosperous man." Now that messed me up, because he don't have a chariot now. He don't have royalty now where he is. He don't have cars and cash and clothes and commodities and creature comforts, but the Bible said, "And he was prosperous." And then the text says, "And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian." And then watch this, verse 3, you can't leave it. Verse 3 said, not only was he prosperous, he said, but the master saw that he was prosperous. You see, you can be prosperous and not have what the world thinks prosperity is. And you can have it to the point where somebody else will recognize your prosperity. I don't want to leave you too far, but do you know that you can even be in prison, talk to me somebody, and the Lord can still be with you. Y'all ain't gonna help me here. He said he was prosperous. And then the text said, I like it, because when you know who you are and know whose you are, you can make it anywhere. Talk to me somebody. You don't have to have all the stuff you think you need to make it. You can make it. Talk to me somebody. Right, the text said, and Joseph found grace in his sight. He's a slave, but he found grace was the master, and he served him, and he made him, here it is, an overseer of his house And all that he had, he put into Joseph's hands. Wait a minute. Joseph comes to Potiphar's house as a slave. As a 17, 18-year-old boy. And he take this slave, and the boy was so respectful. He had so much going for him until he was promoted in the house. God can promote you wherever you are. I get nervous when I see people that God bless you with a little job, but you think you're better than that. And you say, I'm going to turn this down and wait on something better. You may be turning the Lord down. Because the Lord might take that flow sweeping job and give you the whole company. Y'all not saying anything. Be careful how you turn down what God blessed you with. Because God made you in taking nothing and making something. He made you in taking nobody's and making somebody's out of it. Talk to him if you can. He blessed him. Verse 5, and it came to pass from time to time that he made him overseer in his house. And over all that he had, the Lord blessed the Egyptian house, here it is, for Joseph's sake.
Well, listen, I want to just pause just for a moment, just say a word to you about this message. I hope and pray that what you've heard has been a blessing for you. Joseph went through so much. He encountered so many difficult situations from every facet, every means of life. He encountered problems with his brothers. He encountered problems on the job. He went through difficult situations even while he was in prison. But the Bible kept saying, but the Lord was with Joseph. God has a way of preserving you when he's with you, when you're going through difficult times. And I know this blessing, this message has and will be a blessing for you. I want to go back into this message and conclude this sermon on the title, You Don't Look Like What You've Been Through. Let's listen.
The Lord not only blessed Joseph, the Lord blessed everybody else that was around Joseph. You see, some blessings come through association. I look like I'm going to have to do this by myself. Some blessings come through association. You ain't got what you got because you who you is. You got what you got because you rub shoulders with somebody that has a connection with the master. He blessed him for Joseph's sake. Am I still in this house? And the blessings of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house. He said, blessed him in the house and in the field. Watch verse 6. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. Can I tell you, it's a joy to be trusted. I'm here for a while. Yeah. It's a blessing to be, help me say, trusted. And he knew aught he had save the bread which he ate. In other words, he put everything in Joseph's hands except the bread he was eating. You don't want to leave verse 6. So Joseph was a goodly person. In other words, he was a handsome fella. In the days of young people, he was a hunk. He had everything going for him. Satan, he worked overtime on good-looking folk. When a man is handsome, a woman is attractive, you got to pray twice as hard. Because Satan come after you with everything he can. Y'all ain't going to help me. Now, some of us don't have to pray as much as others because we don't have as much. Some of them ain't got to pray hardly at all. But some folk have to pray mighty hard because Satan come after you with everything he got to try to destroy you. Am I still here? You don't have to take my word. Watch verse 7. We finally made it there. And it came to pass after these things. After what things? After God had blessed Joseph. After God had blessed the hand of Joseph. After God had blessed the house where Joseph was living in. After God had blessed Potiphar's for letting Joseph stay there. You see, when God rises to bless us, Satan will rise to blast us. Gotta watch. Anytime God bless you real good, Satan is coming to blast you real bad. That's why the devil get after you when you leave church. After you've shouted all on Sunday, you can't hardly get to your car without the devil come after you in one way or the other. Here it is. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and the sister was bold. She said, "Lie with me." She didn't make no plays. She didn't sit somewhere with her legs crossed. She didn't walk around with a little short dress, put real loud cologne stuff on. She just went straight for the jugular vein. I'm not making it up, it's right here. She goes to this boy and said, "Lie with me." Now watch it. Watch. She was bold with what she was doing, but she thought she had a real victim. Because now when men said no to women, they give them a bad name. He must be a sissy. He's down low. Some may write with him. Am I gonna have to do this by myself? Yeah, he can't be honest and tell the truth. Got to be something wrong with him if he said no. I came to preach, so I know y'all ain't going to buy this. Hey, now, maybe, well, I ain't going to say that. A lot of men would have took her up on this. I mean, this is the master's wife. She would... Anybody living in the house would get in trouble if they made a man. Watch verse 8. He did something a lot of folk won't do. He refused. Now watch how temptation come. Y'all got a minute? Watch how temptation come. Temptation comes first through visual. Verse 7 said, "And it came to pass after these things that his master wife cast her eyes." In other words, it was her eyes that got her in trouble. Temptation comes through eye gates. Genesis 3:6 said, "And when the woman saw," and when she took that look, she messed the whole human race up. Genesis 6:2, it said, "When the sons of God saw the daughters of men." That's why you have to guard your eye gates. Gotta watch what you look at. Talk to me, somebody. And sisters, church sisters, you got to help church brothers out. Watch how you dress yourself. I wish I had two witches here. I mean, some, and nobody here like that, but I've seen sisters dresses so tight, you can see the blood running warm in their veins. The dresses way up, you know. Y'all don't hear me. And talking about I'm just going to wear one. But if you're not for sale, take your sign down. I mean, if you got who you say you want, you ought to be off market now. You ought not to still be out there advertising. Ought to have two witnesses in this house. It was visual. But temptation was versatile because she said, first of all, lie with me. And then she came back and said, lie by me. In other words, if you won't lie down with me, just lay down by my side. Talk to me, somebody. But it was not visual and versatile, it was dignified because this woman was the queen of the house. Come on, talk to me, somebody. You don't turn the queen of the house down. Talk to me, somebody. Don't turn. Hear that? She get whatever she want because she's the queen of the house. But it was also timely. You know why it was timely? She waited until everybody else was out of the house. Everybody had left. Wasn't nobody in there but just her and Joseph. She says, now my time. Do you know temptation? Wait until the right time. That's why you got to be a little careful as young people, especially young ladies. Be careful if you're not strong enough to say no. Because listen, there's some brothers out there can talk a lot of stuff out of you. Well, I say all the time, whenever a man cock his head one-sided and go talking, don't believe nothing he said. He lying like a dog. If I ever see a man cock his head one side talking to my daughter, I'm shooting him. I want y'all to know now, I'm going to shoot him right there. Just got the head cocked, baby, so and so, you know. And he's standing home with his mama. Talking about what all he can do for you. Oh, baby, I can do so and so, you know. Temptation is persistent. Watch verse 10. And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph, watch this, day by day. In other words, she didn't give up. She kept on coming to him. Over and over. You see, Satan does us like, I had a hound named Old Blue. She was a three-legged dog, but she was swift on three legs. And she could, if I went hunting and I didn't kill any rabbit, she would catch them for me. And she would run the rabbit until the rabbit got stiff and tired. She would never let him down. And when the rabbit got tired, he would start zigging and zagging. And if Old Blue didn't get him in the zig, she would catch him in the zag. Satan does us that way. He get after you until you start zigging and zagging. And if he can't get you in the zig, I wish I had some help in here, he'll catch you in the zag. I know it's not a popular sermon. It is deceitful. Watch it again. And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her voice to lie by her or to lie with her. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business. And there was none of the men of the house within. She waited for her chance to get in to do what she needed to do.
Well, God bless you. Listen, we're out of time, but certainly not out of message. Look like time just passed so fast when you're enjoying what you're doing. I enjoyed this message. It was such a blessing to me and to the saints here at the Salem Church. We just enjoyed this message, listening to God as he spoke to our hearts on, you don't look like what you've been through. I'd like for you to partner with us here at Salem. I know this ministry has meant much to you. You share it all the time with us and with others. Since it has, I would like for you to partner with us in this ministry. I'd like for you to share with us a tangible gift, a donation, whatever it may be. We'd love for you to send it to our church, to God is Good Ministry. Listen, just go to www.godisgoodministry.net. That's right. You can pay online if you like, or you can call our church, 1-800-375-4007. And of course, write the check to God is Good Ministry. We'd love for you to partner with us so we can share the gospel with others across the nation. I assure you that your gift will go straight into the ministry to help spread the gospel to people across the nation. Thank you so very much. And for you, we're praying. Don't forget, God is good. That's right, all the time.
Your name and say he's on time, baby. Listen, he's in on time, God. Yes, he. Children of Israel, chop at the Red Sea. By that mean old Pharaoh and his